RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
We've done a number of shows on Health Radio, this show on RadioMD about BPA, bisphenol A, or I think it's pronounced bisphenol. It's a toxic chemical that's linked to so many serious and life-threatening conditions, and it's hazardous, BPAs, because it mimics the female hormone estrogen. So if you are getting BPAs, that means you're getting additional estrogen, and this can be absorbed even in through the skin, then that can be linked to really so many other problems, because high estrogen levels disrupt the male and female reproductive and endocrine systems. So they're endocrine disruptors. Now, one of the main ones, and you've probably heard about this now in the media, are receipts, those paper receipts. When you get those, they have these BPAs on them. They get absorbed pretty quickly. So if you've stopped using plastic bottles, great for you, but maybe you're still going to the store and even Whole Foods and taking the receipt from that guy. And every time I take one now, I think to myself, I'm not really supposed to be doing this anymore. Now, I remember reading that I wasn't supposed to be doing this, but now I'm going to tell you what you can do about it, because you really are not supposed to be touching these receipts. It can, you know, it can absorb into your skin. It can cause those endocrine disruptors. But in a new little addition that they were just talking about in a recent study, if you then think, if I use a hand sanitizer, then I've just cleaned that off of my system. Well, no, exactly the opposite, because hand sanitizers and certain other products like skin creams and suntan lotions, there are some other kinds of things that can actually increase those BPA's exposure, and they can magnify the, you know, the problem that creates anyway. So I'm having trouble speaking today. I don't know what my problem is, but here's some tips on things that you can do instead of taking those receipts, and certainly not using hand sanitizer afterwards. And beyond the obvious, don't handle those receipts after using personal care products. So if you've just put cream on your hands, don't go to Whole Foods and then take the receipt from the guy. Don't accept the receipts to begin with. If the clerk asks you if you want one, either say no or ask them to throw it in the garbage, or if they can do the email. Now, sometimes when you sign your credit card receipt, they say, would you like your receipt emailed? Say yes, because, you know, you still need receipts. Some companies still require a receipt if you're going to go in to return any kind of product. You know, so paperless receipts via email whenever possible, and it's increasingly available at many retailers. They're doing this. And if you must handle a receipt, try to touch it only by the non-glossy backside that has less BPAs on there. You know, careful store receipts. If you're going to store them, you know, if you absolutely need one, put it in an envelope. I know this is going to seem like my old aunt who used to take the paper towel at the bathroom door and open the bathroom door and then throw the paper towel out. Well, we all thought she was nuts at the time, but as it seems, turns out she was kind of ahead of her time. We used to crack up over that. But this is kind of the same thing. You could even just have the store guy put it right into your envelope. So they have to touch it. But, you know, if you put it right into the envelope, that's a real good thing, or into, you know, a wallet or something. Wash your hands after touching a receipt. Use soap and water. Don't use hand sanitizer. If you wait longer than 4 minutes or so, it's too late. You've already had that endocrine disruptor going on. And wearing latex gloves is a suggestion they sometimes give. I think that that's a little bit far-fetched. If you go around to the stores with latex gloves on, people are gonna, you know, kind of look at you sideways. We don't want to get over paranoid about things, that's for sure. But some of these things are kind of common sense and obvious, and we can take care of them. That's what we're doing here at the top of the news hour right here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned.